WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. For the first time in 3 years, the Bryan School District is not offering an incentive for employees to quit. However, the school board did authorize an early resignation bonus for this year. Deputy Superintendent Tim Rocha says the $500 carrot is to get teachers to make their decisions sooner rather than later.
This is fully motivated to give some incentive for employees, for teachers only, who would be resigning anyway. So they submit their letter early so that our principals would know earlier in the hiring season where our vacancies are, and so they can move forward with making recommendations for new employees to the district earlier than just waiting until June, for instance, and getting those letters.
Last year and the year before last, the incentive was done as a way to reduce staffing instead of mandatory layoffs. This year's offer applies to the first 100 to submit their resignations by March 22nd. A nationwide program to thank wounded veterans for their service makes its debut in the Twin Cities later this week.
Operation Finally Home is a nonprofit that was started down in the Houston-Galveston Bay area by the Home Builders Association in that area. And they had an opportunity to assist a member's son who was returning from the war and was wounded and needed some remodeling in his home. They took that project on, and then they took on another project for another wounded veteran.
Home builder Randall Pitcock says Friday marks the groundbreaking of the first local home. The partnership with developers, builders, and donors provides mortgage-free custom homes to wounded veterans and the widows of fallen soldiers. More information about Friday's event and how you can help is on our website at WTAW.com. Just over a week after their appointments, members of the Texas House Appropriations Committee have taken the first step towards passing one of the first priorities of the new legislative session. The committee, whose members include John Rainey of Bryan, unanimously approved a supplemental spending bill where the majority covers a Medicaid tab that lawmakers didn't pay 2 years ago. Rainey says one of his goals this session is to find a way to help small business owners provide health insurance.
That is a very complicated thing, it seems, and nobody knows what the Affordable Care Act is going to do. So I think it may be a while before we can come up with a doable plan.
As the supplemental spending bill moves to the full House, Democrats have indicated they'll make Republicans vote on restoring education cuts. And there are more assurances from the Capitol that intelligent design and creationism will not be taught in Texas science classes. That's according to State Board of Education Chair Barbara Cargill.
I voted against International Database, which was the one publisher that brought forward material that included intelligent design.
Governor Perry first nominated Cargill in 2011, and she now faces the renomination process. State Senator Kirk Watson wants her word that intelligent design will not be included in the science classes.
Not those things that may be better left to being taught at home and in church, but instead our curriculum focuses on science. And I think I have that commitment from her.
That's what the curriculum standard says, and I voted for it.
Cargill from the Woodlands represents a district that includes Brazos and Grimes counties. So what happens now that Pope Benedict has announced his resignation? A replacement will be selected under very unusual circumstances. The church's cardinals are being summoned to a conclave in the Sistine Chapel for early March. 118 of them, 80 and younger, will vote for the next pope. Monsignor Terence Nolan, who's an expert on papal selection, says, interestingly, the current pope will be one of the cardinals.
He goes back to being a cardinal. However, he's 85, so he cannot vote. So he can be present, but he cannot vote in the conclave.
It's the first time in 600 years that a pope has lived to see his successor named. And the House Transportation Committee is set to hold a hearing this morning in Austin to discuss the challenges Texas officials face keeping up the state's aging highway system. Governor Rick Perry has said he wants to spend $1.7 billion from the state's rainy day fund on transportation projects. WTAW News Time is 7:10. It's 54 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
All right, the time has come. It's time to sell your house. The only problem is, like many of us, you look around, a little paint needs to be touched up, a few repairs here, a few repairs there. Is your realtor going to help you identify the ones that are crucial, the ones that you really need to get done, and maybe the ones that aren't as important as you might think? When you go with Zweikert Associates, that's what's going to happen. Not only that, they're going to help you get multiple bids. They're going to evaluate the merits of each bid. They're going to meet the contractors at the house. Yes, your realtor, Zweikert Associates, will do that. They'll even oversee the work, and they'll help to keep the contractors on time and within budget. They offer the same service for repairs after the house is under contract. After the buyer does an inspection, they'll assist the seller in getting bids for the repairs if necessary and oversee the work. Zweikert and Associates does what it takes to make sure you get the most out of your investment. Find out more about what Zweikert and Associates can do for you. Go to zarealestate.com. ZARealestate.com for Zweikert and Associates.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations: South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround? Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing? Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Being retired doesn't mean you're tired of being active, so now is a good time to contact Homestead Senior Care. We're currently looking for 30 good caregivers, giving you the perfect opportunity to make a difference in someone else's life. For more information, click on homestead.com/BCS.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756. Or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Good morning. It's 7:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Some rain is in the forecast once again today. It's due to a stalled frontal boundary east of Galveston Bay that extends across the Gulf. We'll see periods of rainfall today. Temperatures, they'll be up to about 60 or so. A few spots a few degrees warmer than that. The rain's gone tonight. We turn partly cloudy and 40. Lots of sun. Highs near 60 tomorrow. Tomorrow night clear, 35 to 40. Sunshine and 60 to 65 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. A&M adds one more SEC weekly award to their total. Maroon and white game time is set for the spring game. We'll tell you more about that coming up in just a bit, too. And high school coach gets win number 600, all coming up at 7:50.
Hey, check that credit report of yours, the Federal Trade Commission study that was out yesterday. Found that 1 in 5 consumers had an error in their credit report issued by the three biggies with the Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. The study found that some of those errors would result in consumers paying more for mortgages or auto loans or other financial products. About 20% of consumers found an error that was corrected by a reporting agency after they disputed it. About 10% had their credit score changed after the reporting agency corrected errors in the reports. Remember, I think you're allowed one free report per year.
Is it per year or per quarter?
Maybe it's per quarter.
I don't know.
Don't go pay for it is what I'm saying to you. Well, because this report has come out, and so I guarantee you on this radio station and others, you'll be hearing commercials this week about, we'll check your credit for you, just pay us $19.95. You don't have to do that.
I might be wrong, but I think it's you can have one free credit report from, like, one particular agency. So you could get it
I think at least twice a year or once a quarter if you staggered between the different.
Hey, how's your leak, by the way? How's that water leak thing happening?
Oh, they're fixing it. They fixed one, and they're coming back today.
Well, who's doing that for you?
United Roofing.
Well, what do you know? Golly. Heck yeah.
Hey, right. They called in, right?
That's they did. You're exactly right. You ask for the business. There's never anything wrong with it. This thing called advertising, that basically is asking for business. I know that sounds really crazy, but see, our listeners get it, though. They understand. That's why we're here. That's what it's about, is asking for business. Okay, I don't think there are many of us using this because it's not in the U.S. America, but frozen food manufacturer Findus, I think, recalled lasagna in U.K. after they found it does contain what they call a significant amount of horse meat.
What?
What, yeah. What they're saying is that somewhere, basically these meat products are passed off down and down and down the line, and the meat probably originated in Romania, but the Romanians say, no, we label all of our meat as horse meat, and we didn't send out any beef.
Hello?
You can get one free credit report per bureau per year. You can spread those out through the year. You can get them all at once if you want to, but annualcreditreport.com is the government-sponsored site.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We have the smartest list.
Yeah, we do. Now, I know you're talking about Romania. What happened is they passed a law that took all horse-drawn vehicles off of the road in Romania. The law has been in effect for a while, but they only started enforcing it last year. So now all these horses are disappearing from the roads. Here's the other thing, though. So are the donkeys.
Well, horse meat sounds better than donkey meat, I'm not going to lie.
Hello?
There is a significant amount of horse meat, which means there is an amount that is acceptable.
That's scary. Yeah, there it is.
But what they're saying is that it was someone in between, like the Dutch or the French, somebody who sold it as beef when it was actually already designated as horse meat.
You see, the French eat horse meat.
Right, but they eat it as horse meat. They don't eat horse meat as cow unless it's, you know, against their will.
And after all, what's the difference between donkey meat and horse meat? It all tastes like chicken, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Has anybody had horse
meat? I haven't, no.
My uncle has.
And but your uncle's not here. We can't.
Well.
Yeah. All right, if anybody says.
I'm okay for hearsay on this one. I'm just curious if it's any good.
I heard it's okay. It's just like dark meat, I think. Pretty chewy. I don't know. Yeah. Probably tastes similar to deer is what I think, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
Could you make a pizza topping out of it? I'm just saying.
I don't know.
If you ground it up, you could.
Yeah.
You ground up anything, put it on a pizza.
Do that. You could put it in a burrito or a shell, too. I mean, there's any number of things. Yeah, sure. Sausage.
I don't recommend weird meats and burritos. I had a tongue burrito once, and I mean, it's not that I regretted it, per se, but I wouldn't eat one
You're
again.
You're hedging that bet awful hard.
Well, and if you know anybody from who has Cajun friends, I mean, they always tell you, know the people who make the boudin you eat.
Without question.
It's important to do that. Hello?
As someone who has traveled widely, yes, I have eaten horse meat. Not really from choice, but simply because that was what was available. It tastes a little sweeter. It's a little grainier than beef, but meat is meat. I mean, it doesn't really matter.
Well, was it a stew or was it a filet or what was it?
I've had it as a filet. I've had it in a, I'll call it a casserole, for lack of anything better. It was with potatoes and various peppers and such.
All right.
Not my choice.
I got you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Wow.
It's kind of exciting.
But you think about it. I mean, if you grind up some horse meat, put cheese on top of it and, you know, fried onions, you know, pretty good.
Oh, my guess is most people wouldn't know.
Yeah.
If you did a hamburger steak as opposed to a cowbird or a horse burger, I would venture a guess very few people would know.
Okay.
I have a friend who ate camel, and she said it was really rubbery. Okay. So probably horse is better than camel.
I think we're turning Scott's.
I don't know. I shouldn't have started it. It's on me, so we shouldn't have started. But anyway, so every once in a while, we hear about a bank error that causes thousands of dollars to be deposited in some lucky person's account, right? This one, a little different. An unidentified lady in England lost more than $40,000 over 2 years. Apparently, she repeatedly typed in the wrong account number while depositing her paychecks
great
and
googly
making
googlies.
Transfers. And I'm guessing that over there in that part of the world, they'll send you a bank statement, or you can look at one online. I mean, you could probably check that out. Her salary went to someone else entirely, and according to the law, that other person is under no obligation to give the money back.
Really?
Apparently not. Wow.
So, well, she did make the mistake.
She did make the mistake. I'm not saying that that it's different, but boy, it never hurts to look at the old bank statement, right?
No just
kidding.
Cause. So here we go. It's who's going to be on Dancing with the Stars?
Scott DeLucia.
No, not at all. So anyway, we got sources tell the National Enquirer, and we buy the National Enquirer and read it here voraciously so that you don't have to spend the money, that Katie Holmes may, in fact, be on Dancing with the Stars. Her six-year-old daughter, Suri, is urging her mom to go on there. It would be really cool. Honey Boo Boo's mom could be on Dancing with the Stars.
She lost 100 pounds.
Yes, she did. Mama
really?
June. Yeah, she no longer looks like a human thumb.
Wow.
Apparently has lost enough weight to give the show a shot, which means, of course, more importantly, Honey Boo Boo would be in the audience. So we could all see what she looks like. For those of us who watch Dancing with the Stars and don't watch Honey Boo Boo. I don't know.
What if the crossover audience for those two is?
You know, I don't know. The let's see, other semi-celebrities who are rumored to be on the contestants list would be Victor Ortiz, who is a boxer.
Is he a boxer or an MMA guy?
Oh, well, maybe he's an MMA guy. I'll take your word for that. Emily Maynard from The Bachelorette, Courtney Kardashian, who is a Kardashian.
She's the youngest, I believe.
Okay, and Dina Cortis, is that right, from Jersey Shore? We're going to find out, and I know we all can't wait, but we'll have to until February the 26th. Good Morning America will tell us. Maybe we'll carry that live.
You're going to jip it?
Well, we don't carry the Oscar nominations live, but if we could have the people who appear on Dancing with the Stars live, that wouldn't be bad. Hello.
Tell me, is there anyone who watches Dances with the Stars and doesn't watch Honey Boo Boo?
Well, it very well could be. I'm not sure. Since I watch neither, I can't tell you. I have no idea. I've only seen the little bit that they show on The Soup. Don Johnson, you know who he is?
Yes, sir.
He's doing pretty well. He got into a little legal battle with the folks who created this Nash Bridges show that he was on years ago. He was saying that he signed for a piece of the action, and the production company said, well, we didn't make any money. Well, he took them to court, and there was some judgment that was in his favor. Then they changed it back. And yesterday, the producers finally just gave up and settled out of court. Don gets $19 million. $19 million.
I think that started up in the hundreds.
Yeah, but, you know, 19 is okay.
Sure.
He probably can pick and choose if he wants to go back to work. I'm sure that guy who starred with him as Tubbs, wasn't that his character's name in Miami Vice?
Crockett and Tubbs.
Yeah. He's probably calling him and saying, Sonny, you need a gig? Or you need somebody to drive you around?
Could you help me?
I could use a regular paycheck if you got that for me.
Hear ye, hear ye. Join Robin Hood as he hosts over 100 performances per day and 150 merchants at the Sherwood Forest Fair. Experience full contact jousting, falconry, swordplay, magic, music, juggling, and period craftsmanship. Sherwood Forest Fair is open Saturdays and Sundays, February 9th through March 31st, plus Friday, March 15th. Sherwood Forest Fair is located on Highway 290 and 21, only an hour from Bryan College Station. Visit them online at sherwoodforestfair.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And SafeLight emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
February is National Dental Health Month, and Aaron's Family Dentistry wants to keep your teeth healthy with a free Sonicare toothbrush. Visit Aaron's Family Dentistry on Facebook, click like, and you're automatically entered to win a free Sonicare toothbrush. Winners will be posted on the Aaron's Family Dentistry website at the end of February. Since 1984, Dr. Jim and Karen Aarons have been committed to the dental health of the Brazos Valley. Schedule your checkup and professional teeth cleaning today.
Call 268-1407. Like us on Facebook or visit ArentsDDS.com. That's ArentsDDS.com.
About 7:25, News Talk 1620, WTAW. This is something. A study of 605 CEOs in U.S. America found that the bigger a chief executive's signature, the more likely they are to be a narcissist.
Really?
They're also more likely to get higher paychecks. And ironically, they run their companies into the ground and make poor decisions. What's interesting is Donald Trump did not make the study. Researchers said his signature isn't that huge compared to the others and wouldn't score very high when it comes to being a narcissist. Really?
John Hancock was over the top.
I was going to say, he's got to be the guy who we set the bar for right there. But and Donald, I mean, again, for living, I would have to think when it comes to all about me, that's pretty much what he's all about, isn't it? All about him. So an agency, job agency in Germany, allegedly offered a bartending job to a teenage girl. The unidentified teen said, "I was totally shocked when I read the letter. My mother even started screaming out loud." The job agency said, well, they apologized. They insisted, sure. They insisted the job really wasn't for her. Wasn't for her. They had sent it to her by mistake.
Oh, my goodness.
Of course. When in doubt, say it was just a big mistake.
What, was she good looking or?
I have no idea. But again, I'm thinking that somebody clicked the button wrong. And so, yeah, come work for us and be a bar waitress or serve drinks or whatever.
Beer steins.
That's it. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years, called Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. High temperature today, only about 61. Most of the showers are out of here now, and so if that's the case, they're pretty much out of here until maybe Saturday. They've just plugged in a chance of some showers on Saturday. Anyhow, 61 today, about 41 tonight, 60 for a high temperature tomorrow. Down into the upper 30s on Wednesday night, and Thursday night's going to be about the same. And during the day, we'll have lots of sunshine, but probably won't get above about 67 degrees. And again, like I said, they've plugged in a 20% chance of showers on Saturday with a high of only 57. Right now, winds are from the southeast at 7, 97% relative humidity, and it's 54.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756. Or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Do you remember the so-called fiscal cliff deal from January 1st? Well, another shoe is supposed to drop in March, the sequester. Now, for you low-information people, it was Obama who came up with the sequester idea. This calls for across-the-board spending cuts if the parties fail to reach a budget deal. As the sequester deadline draws closer, Obama, the Democrats are ratcheting up their fear-mongering campaign, even though the sequester was their idea. Late last week, Democrats used one of their favorite tactics. They claimed that spending cuts would starve the children, that school meals would be cut. On Friday, Obama joined the fray. If a deal isn't reached, he said, the regime will lay off every meat and poultry inspector for 2 weeks. Since meat packers aren't allowed to pack meat that hadn't been inspected by the feds, that would shut down the entire meat business. So you meat eaters, you're going to starve too. There'll be no burgers, chopped steaks, or stews in America. Nothing but veggies, grains, tofu, and other stuff that nobody but grass eaters want on their plates. And I can tell you what's next. Democrats will scare the elderly. They'll be told there'll be no medicine, no heating oil, no food, and arsenic in the water. After that, college-age women, no birth control or abortions. In each case, minorities will be hardest hit. And this will all be the Republicans' fault for having the mean-spirited, heartless gall to call Obama's bluff and support cuts in government spending.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Many business experts call it a secret to getting more business in 2013, and there's a good chance you've never heard of it. It's your company's D&B business credit file, and virtually every company has one. Rest assured, not knowing what's in your Dun & Bradstreet business credit file could cost you business you deserve to win. Companies, clients, vendors, and banks often run a D&B report before deciding to work with you or not. If you don't have a file or it's inaccurate, it could cost you. to help you grow your business, Dun & Bradstreet Credibility Corp. has a free offer. Call now for a free review of your company's D&B file. At last, you get to see what banks and businesses see when they pull your credit file. You'll also learn tips to help improve what your file says about your business. This could be the key that helps you land more business and get better credit terms and bank loans. This free offer won't last long, so hurry. Call 888-55-PROFILE. That's 888-55-PROFILE. 888-55-PROFILE.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinsky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Beasy, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Friday morning marks the first local groundbreaking of a national effort providing mortgage-free custom homes to wounded veterans and the widows of fallen soldiers. Homebuilder Randall Pitcock was introduced to Operation Finally Home through helping with projects in Houston and Galveston.
In 2011, the pace went up from one home a year to a dozen homes, and 2012 was 15 homes, and currently there are 27 homes that have been completed, with eight currently under construction and another 14 in the planning or permitting stages, this being one of those.
On our website at WTAW.com is more information about how you can help and details of Friday's groundbreaking. The Bryan School District has cut employees each of the last 2 years as a way to reduce the overall budget. While there are no reductions planned for next year, the school board has approved an early resignation bonus for teachers. The reason, according to Deputy Superintendent Tim Rocha, is to know sooner than later about filling next year's teacher vacancies.
Teachers have up until about July the 4th or so to resign their position for the coming school year at a point in time called the penalty-free resignation date. We did cap this so that we minimize our exposure to the first 100. We do get about 100 to 125 teacher resignations annually.
The deadline for the $500 incentive is March 22nd, or the first 100 teachers, whichever comes first. There's no deadline when Texas House members can file legislation of local interest. John Rainey of Bryan plans on being part of at least three bills.
I will be carrying bills to help the hotel-motel tax and direct that toward the Kyle Field expansion. I'll also be doing the two pieces of legislation that will allow the MMDs in College Station.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be looking at some legislation concerning compressed natural gas along Highway 6.
Yesterday, the House Appropriations Committee, which Rainey serves, unanimously approved a supplemental spending bill where the majority covers a Medicaid tab that lawmakers didn't pay 2 years ago. The debate about whether intelligent design belongs in Texas science classes pops up as Barbara Cargill goes for renomination as the State Board of Education chair. Cargill, whose district includes Brazos and Grimes counties, says she believes in intelligent design, just not in our science classes, a point that troubled State Senator Donna Campbell of the Nominations Committee.
Because we do not have the scientific facts to teach creation, that God did create world and man. I mean, are we trying to eliminate that?
But Cargill says science classes are not the right place.
The other needs to be taught at church or in the home, and so I've been very, very clear about that.
Cargill's critics fear she will push the faith-based theories into the science curriculum. And as the search begins for Pope Benedict's successor, many are hopeful that the Cardinal's vote will result in a pope from the Americas.
Catholicism is thriving in the Americas, especially in Central and South America, and Rogelio Enriquez with the Texas-based Mexican-American Catholic College says picking a successor to Pope Benedict that is not European would be a huge deal.
The pope from the Americas sort of reaffirm that there's an enormous opportunity for growth.
He says the church is at a crossroads, especially with the economic and political crisis in North America, and electing an American would affirm many's faith. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
Texas senators are set to mull high school graduation requirements while their House counterparts tackle school accountability and funding issues. The Senate Public Education Committee meets today for invited testimony on curriculum requirements for graduation. Later in the day, the House Public Education Committee will get updates on school accountability and student assessment. WTAW News time is 7:35. It's 54 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There are thousands of hospitals, but only the very best make it to the top. And that is why, for the second year in a row, St. Joseph has been placed among America's 100 best hospitals for spine, joint replacement, and orthopedic surgeries, ranking them in the top 5% in the nation by health rates for 2013. Recognized, awarded, passionate about great health care. And that is the St. Joseph difference.
If you and your family love reading, you already love Half Price Books. And their Book Lovers Weekend is right around the corner, February 15th through President's Day the 18th. If you want to take advantage of special discounts and even more savings, heck, almost everything's already half price or less, you'll want to hop on their email list pronto by stopping by your neighborhood store. They can sign you right up or visit halfpricebooks.com and sign up with a few clicks. You'll be a member instantly and can even share your Book Lovers discounts with friends, family, anyone you know who loves a good story. They'll even check all their stores to help you find what you're looking for. Book Lovers Weekend is just one example of how you can save even more on the treasures and surprises Half Price Books is famous for. Plus, you'll get all the latest news about events and special offers at your favorite Half Price Books location. So sign up today on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com.
Hey folks, how's your yard looking? Could it use a one-time cleanup? This is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. At ABC, we offer a special one-time cleanup to get your Brazos Valley yard shaped up. Our crews will mow, edge, blow the clippings, trim the shrubs, remove leaves, and clean out flower beds. And because our skilled crews work all over the area, odds are we're already pretty close. So call today, ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning. Brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Rely on the Moore family for your investment. They promise not to let you down. That's Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at moorefeed.com.
Some rain is in the forecast once again today. It's due to a stalled frontal boundary east of Galveston Bay that extends across the Gulf. We'll see periods of rainfall today. Temperatures, they'll be up to about 60 or so, a few spots a few degrees warmer than that. The rain's gone tonight. We turn partly cloudy and 40. Lots of sun, highs near 60 tomorrow. Tomorrow night clear, 35 to 40. Sunshine and 60 to 65 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports.
So deserving. She's been, I think this is her eighth nominee.
So what is who is she and what is she deserving?
Who is she?
We will find out coming up in 12 minutes. Game time set for the Aggie spring game as well. And local coach gets win number 600. All with sports coming up at 7:50.
A lot of people have been talking. I don't know if you have seen the video. It's been referenced quite a bit. The guy's name is Dr. Benjamin Carson. He is a 61-year-old past winner of the Presidential Medal of Freedom. He spoke last week at the National Prayer Breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
and with the president sitting less than 10 feet away, pretty much did a smackdown on him. just on the whole health care plan. And at least at one point, you could see the president looking down and probably texting, saying, "Who is this guy?" No, no, he actually
on his head on a plate.
He has actually spoken to the national prayer breakfast before, I think about 16 years ago. So there is some thought, a little buzz, that he may be retiring soon and maybe going into a career in politics. He's a pediatric neonatologist. I think so. I remember he's a pediatric.
You could say he's a neonatal specialist.
Could do that.
That's
and he's from Johns Hopkins, which is they do pretty good work. And
yeah.
And he has a foundation called Carson Scholars, where he has taken young men and women, lifted them up toward an education. He's a very dynamic speaker, and again, pretty much just told it like it was. I think there are probably links to any number of places, but that's what the guy's name is Benjamin Carson, so watch for him as maybe a rising star. The only deal is he's a Maryland resident, and I don't
good
think
good luck.
Yeah, they haven't sent a Republican to the Senate in like 25 years.
I don't
so.
Think there are any.
Yeah, they're it's true. They're,
maybe
they're,
Governor Perry can go knock on his door and invite him to Texas.
Could do that, you know, because he does that from time
it's
to time.
Pretty much a party here.
7:41. Let's go to the phones. Hello.
Yeah, this is a
uh-oh.
Message for
yeah.
the guys that are on WTAW between 6 and 6:30, 6:25.
Yeah.
I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I was on the elliptical,
sure.
like the treadmill kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, since 6 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
all I've had is the two guys talking mm-hmm. and talking and mm-hmm. laughing at their jokes and stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping it's maybe yeah. just a deal that happens yeah. on Tuesdays,
yeah.
that it's not going to be that way every morning,
because
I'd like to have it on WTAW,
know,
but
yeah.
don't worry about calling me back.
Sure.
I just was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear music
oh,
on the radio,
music.
Not just stuff.
Stuff,
you know,
yeah, right.
that,
yeah.
that's not that pressing.
Yeah,
thanks. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
I met a girl of a different kind.
This is the Swedish House Mafia.
Yep.
Oh. Yeah, I have to hear this every day when I'm working for candy.
Well, there you go.
We were so young. I think over now, but then.
I mean, you can burn a little bit on that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kicks off a little bit more.
It does in a minute. Yeah, I think we'll probably put a little more in there.
Don't you worry, don't you worry, child. She has got a plan for you.
How's that? That's better. Especially if you've got earbuds in, this is just the way to do it.
I feel kind of guilty that I'm not on an elliptical.
I know. That's the whole idea. This is supposed to make you tap your feet while you're driving. Or
I just hope she's happy.
That's right. Bang your index finger on the steering wheel. I mean, whatever kind of workout you think you need to do.
Dance at the red light and creep out all the fellow motorists.
That would be a little strange.
Hey, what's wrong with that? Yeah. Don't judge.
That's right.
If you haven't tried it.
From time to time, if you've heard on our radio station, or actually you've seen it on television, they do some sort of an emergency report, you know, some sort of a, we call it the EAS, it's the Emergency Alert System.
Correct.
Generally, they are a test more often than not. But sometimes, I guess we've had Amber Alerts.
Yes.
Most recently. And then we also have when there are weather situations. So I'm about to play you audio that played on a Montana television station. So do not think that this is here, okay? This is merely audio, and it all sounds the same, you know, the little alerts do, no matter where you are in America. Howsomever, what they were talking about, what they're warning you of was a little different. Okay, so here we go.
Right.
Civil authorities in your area have reported that the bodies of the dead are rising from their graves and attacking the living. Follow the messages on screen that will be updated as information becomes available.
Zombie apocalypse!
Do not attempt to approach or apprehend these bodies as they are considered extremely dangerous.
Somebody hacked into this TV station.
Oh, my gosh.
And they don't know how it happened yet. Hello.
Hello. This is Nancy Berry, and I wanted to let you know that I never listen to you for music.
Thank you, Nancy. I appreciate that. Nancy will be with us later on this week, as a matter of fact. Hello.
Yeah, we got one of those during Downton Abbey on Sunday evening.
Did you? Is that right?
Oh, my God.
A zombie apocalypse during Downton Abbey.
That'd be perfect, wouldn't
it? Yeah, it would.
That's just the people who you're trying to reach.
Sure.
Oh, anyway.
They hacked the sign in Austin and did that.
Yeah, I like the signs when they do that.
Well,
that's,
you know,
funny.
Hacking the sign and hacking a federally licensed broadcast facility is probably not exactly the same thing. But
I think it was college kids.
Oh, I
love it. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, why not? So, okay, today again is Abraham Lincoln's birthday, just by the way. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Okay, I don't know what that means. Hello?
Because what are you doing? There's zombies, man.
Of course it was. Anyway, so this is Abraham Lincoln's birthday. We used to celebrate it a long time ago when he got to have his own day, and now they just kind of glom it together with that Washington guy. By the way, Monday is a federal holiday, and the, you know, banks will be closed. And
he's not coming back to life, is he?
No, I don't think so. Boy, what an apocalypse that would be.
I was just checking.
Yeah. Hello? Oh
yeah, can y'all play some Aerosmith?
Yeah, we'll do that. Okay, a little while. Yeah. We'll do Freebird, too.
Oh, my gosh.
So his birthday is on the 12th, and so that's, you know, today. Now, Abe did not grow a beard until a little girl named Grace Bedell wrote him a letter telling him that all the ladies like whiskers, and they tease their husbands to vote for him. So he becomes the first president with a beard. Now, I mean, think about that today. Think about trying to tell a candidate something like that. Because you know they'd have to go out and do polling and research for at least 6 months before they'd come up with some sort of a determination as to whether or not they should. All right. Quick poll. Lent's coming up. You know that, right?
Hey, by the way, did you hear about the Pope?
Oh, no. What?
He gave it up for Lent.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I should have my wrench out ready. Many adults and parents reportedly taking it upon themselves to give up their social networking for 40 days
this year
instead of you're smoking or your chocolate or your whatever you might be doing. So with Lent officially beginning tomorrow, if you're going to stop your social networking for 40 days, now is the time to update your page. Crave.com did a survey, and they asked, would you give up Facebook for 40 days? 59% said yes, 33% said no. Again, I think it is important that you understand the wording of the question. Not, are you going to give up Facebook, but would you give up Facebook? So, of course, if they ask, would you give up Facebook, you could easily answer yes and not really do it. But I will be interested to find out if you come across somebody and you're talking to them about something and they tell you that they have, in fact, given up Facebook for Lent.
I've known several people that have.
Have done that?
Mm-hmm. We'll for several years.
See if that works this year.
What would the perfect moment?
Yeah, really.
Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756. Or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
I was driving to work not long ago and had a close encounter with an aggressive driver. It was an uncomfortable reminder of the fast-paced world we're living in. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Well, here's the scene. I was on the highway in the right-hand lane going about the speed limit. Suddenly, a car appeared to my right on the merge ramp trying to make his way onto the lane. I didn't have room to let him in, so I tried to help him out by speeding up just a little. He had to slow down and get in behind me. And that's when he proceeded to speed around me in the left-hand lane and gave me an incredibly nasty look. My 8-year-old in the back seat said, "What's he doing with his finger, Daddy?" Well, here's the thing, though. People using the merge lane have a yield sign, which means they're supposed to wait until oncoming traffic has passed before getting on the highway. Apparently, this guy expected me to be the one to yield. My first response was righteous indignation. After all, the other driver had the yield sign. I was minding my own business just driving down the road. But then I thought, how often am I the other guy? Whether I'm following other drivers too closely or acting impatient with my wife and kids after a long day, I often get so caught up in the rat race that I forget to put the needs and interests of others first. We're all a little guilty of this sometimes, aren't we? The next time someone gets on your nerves, remember to take a deep breath and yield. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And Safe Light emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for Safe Light or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:52. On the same day, A&M women's basketball bumped up to number 11 in the AP Top 25. A&M freshman Courtney Walker was selected as the SEC Freshman of the Week following A&M's road wins over LSU and then number 12, South Carolina. Walker was the second leading scorer for the Aggies in each of the A&M games this past week, and she went 8-for-10 on the floor against LSU for 16 points and a conference-best 80% shooting. Here's Coach Blair on his freshman.
She picked up the award, so deserving. She's been, I think this is her eighth nominee, but each time she'll have a great game and an okay game. The people that are getting it, like the Graves at Tennessee or the Ballard at LSU or the kid at Florida or the kid at South Carolina, they have to be the number one scorer on their team. She's having to come in and fill a role on our team. And she's doing it very well.
The ladies are back at it on Valentine's Day, 8 o'clock at Reed Arena. They'll take on Florida, and all the action is on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Yesterday was the A&M basketball press conference. With the up-and-down nature of the season, I got a chance to ask Coach Kennedy if there was one thing that could spark his team's late run.
You look at the game plan, what we did to Caldwell Pope, what we did to Pressey. Defensively, our game plan has been pretty good. You hold a team to shooting 32%, which Georgia did, you should have a great chance to win. But when you shoot 24% from the field, you're not going to win many games at all, no matter who you play against.
On now to the turf, Texas A&M football coach Kevin Sumlin announced the start time for Saturday, April 13th, maroon and white spring football game at 3:30, Kyle Field. The weekend is parents' weekend at A&M, and the Aggie football team will start their spring drills Saturday, March 2nd. The spring drills, by the way, are closed to the public with very few exceptions. Congratulations to Tommy Gates and the Lady Rattlers. He picked up the 600th career victory as the number 12th-ranked Navasota girls pulled away in the fourth quarter to beat Waco Robinson 58-43 in the 3A bi-district playoff game last night. Alexis Freeman led Navasota with 20 points. On tap for tonight, Rudder High will face will head to Giddings to play Pflugerville Conley at 7 for the 18-4A bi-district playoff game. In the NFL, Michael Vick has agreed to a restructured deal with the Philadelphia Eagles. He would earn $10 million in 2013 if he meets all of his performance incentives. The veteran quarterback was slated to make $16 million. A Penn State trustee has called for the university governing board to re-examine the findings of former FBI Director Louis Freeh's school-sanctioned investigation into the Sandusky child sex abuse scandal. Trustee Alvin Clemens said that the statement, the critique released this week by Joe Paterno's family raised, quote, serious and troubling questions about Freeh's findings. Here's Joe Pa's son, Jay, on the family commissioning the report.
anger only gets you so far. And, you know, one of the things my father always said, hey, look, you know, it's not what happens to you in life. It's how you react to what happens to you in life that really matters. So we can be angry at a lot of people, but we wanted to also get the record straight for my father and for Penn State.
Free has called the Paterno Family Review self-serving and a campaign to shape the late Hall of Fame coach's legacy. On now to the NCAA in basketball. Despite losing a game last week, Indiana held on to the top spot in the AP Top 25 college basketball poll. Four of the top five teams and six of the top ten lost last week. It ends a stretch of five consecutive weeks with a new number one, 2 weeks short of the longest stretch, which dates back to the 93-94 season. Duke, Miami, Michigan, and Gonzaga ran out the top five. The Hurricanes, by the way, enjoying their highest ranking ever in NCAA basketball. In the NBA, Leonard scored a career-high 26 points last night as the shorthanded San Antonio Spurs beat the Bulls 103-89. Tony Parker, Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, and Steven Jackson all sit out last night's game. Josh Smith had 26 points and 13 rebounds last night, and the Hawks beat the Mavericks 105-101. And finally this morning, in soccer, the Crosstown Showdown, originally scheduled for tonight, has been postponed due to the passing of Tigers coach Stefan Solano's wife, Kirsten. She was killed in a car accident Thursday. Services are Thursday at 6 at St. Anthony's. That's your sports, brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigation contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Does the thought of dragging hoses and sprinklers across your lawn during another hot Texas summer get you sweating? Don't sweat it. Call Prince Irrigation. Now is the best time to get your no-obligation bid on a state-of-the-art irrigation system and have it installed between Thanksgiving and spring break and receive a 10% discount. David Prince and the Prince family have been in the irrigation business for decades and are leaders in the industry. Don't wait till it's too late. Install now and save 10%. Call Prince Irrigation at 774-4726. Like them on Facebook or log on to the website, PrinceIrrigation.com.
About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Meredith is here this morning from Shipwreck Grill. How are you this morning?
I'm so good. How are you?
Good. We were, you know, we're watching the weather because tonight is a big deal. It's Mardi Party going on at Shipwreck Grill.
That's right.
Now, this is the fourth annual. If people haven't been there, kind of tell us about it a little bit.
Well, like you said, today is Mardi Gras. It's Fat Tuesday. So this does mark the fourth annual Party Gras on a boat at Shipwreck Grill. It's literally Bourbon Street in your own backyard. I know it's going to be kind of chilly, so you can just grab a jacket and you can come get some beads. We have boiled crawfish. We'll have boudin. A real good Cajun experience out on the boat tonight.
Now, you brought king cakes in for Mardi Gras
for us
today.
I wanted to share with everyone.
I appreciate that. Now, and again, this is a chance for you to really, we were talking off the air because I lived in Beaumont for a while, to be able to really taste the Cajun culture. Boudin balls, and then yes, crawfish, I think many people have probably been exposed to in one shape or another.
Right.
But you got a lot of entertainment as well.
We do. We have Jared Allen Stewart and Jack Houston, who both play here locally all the time, year-round. They'll be playing together from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. tonight on the House of Tires stage in our parking lot. And then at 8 p.m., we start with the Texas Twisters until 10:30.
Okay, so that'll be a good time. You can hear the music and enjoy this. Now, in addition, do you have some special items that aren't normally on your menu that you're serving for this, or are all these items basically on your menu when they're in season?
We have all these menu items all the time. So if you can't make it today, which we hope you can definitely come back anytime to Shipwreck Grill and grab some boudin balls, boudin links, boiled crawfish. We have amazing award-winning crawfish etouffee.
Yeah.
It's really great stuff. There will be lots of outdoor seating. You can come save tables for your friends outside, right in front of the stage. Lots of good stuff going on today.
You have a website or what if they need some more information?
We do. Anything. You can call Shipwreck Grill or you can visit our website at shipwreckbcs.com.
There you go. Okay, it's the Mardi Party going on tonight, fourth annual at the Shipwreck Grill. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Family, friends, community. These are the ties that bind us together, the ties that make up our lives. Around here, these ties are stronger than ever, because around here, these ties are made of cotton. Those who grow cotton, who live this life, understand better than anyone how one little fiber can bind stronger than any chain. Fibermax Seed from Bayer Crop Science is proud to be part of this life, the good life, which is why Fibermax continues to improve yields and fiber quality.